Tantor Audio presents Lock by Harper Sloan. Narrated by Sean Crisden and Abby Craden. Prologue. Maddox. 6 weeks. It's been over a goddamn month since Emmy ran away from me. Just gone. It took me 3 days to find her, thanks to the tracking device I had placed on her car, down in some small podunk town in South Florida. Even if she had been trying to hide, she's done a shit job of it. One search for her parents would have brought me right to her. It took me longer to actually get eyes on her than it had to find her. She was holed up in some cheap-ass hotel for 3 weeks. She called in her meals and never left the room. And, unfortunately, I had to leave and rush home when things out of my control needed attention, and I again had to pull Asher's head out of his ass. Now I'm back, and I'm not leaving until I get my hands on her. She doesn't want to be found. I know that. But damn if I'm going to let her run off and get away for good. I've pushed and pushed her away. Every bone in my body has screamed at me to take what she's been offering for years. I've seen her. I know what she wants. But I won't let my demons hurt her. Not Miami. Since day one, she's been the greatest temptation. But I refused to take everything innocent that is Emmy and let my blackness take her. Because that's what will happen. It will wrap around her soul and slowly choke the life out of her, just like every other person I've allowed in. I'll taint her. I'll ruin her. And in the end, it will destroy her. One smile from her made me fall, so I pushed her away. I told her that she would never be what I need, that I would never want her. God, if she only knew. I crave her, and everything.